Paper Thin, a radio drama written by Jen Burke Anderson, produced by Ann Arbor and directed by Nico Moonby. Starring, in order of appearance, Ann Arbor, Phil Lehrer, Jen Burke Anderson, Kimbrosia, Graham Sales, and Medusa of Troy. Premiering on KFJC, 89.7 FM of Foothill College, Los Altos Hills, California, during the month of Mayhem, 2021. Paper Thin is a work of dramatic fiction. While true historical events are referred to, characters and entity names are wholly imaginary. Any resemblance to actual persons or entities is purely coincidental.
See, with the sports tie, and it's got a picture of Lionel Messi on it, so we're both doing the honest to God sodas.
Doesn't that guy make enough money already? I want to give him $49.
Edwards Court Apartments, San Francisco, California, November 2nd. 2020.
Yes! Yes, of course I am home! Where do you think? No, for the last time, I'm not going to vote. They are all crazy!
Apartment 601. Brigitta.
Oh, look! They put again a note beneath the door. Thomas, I'll phone you back in 5 minutes. Yeah, I go to see what this is. Something serious, maybe? Dear tenants, yeah. Oh, this is with the smoking. They tell those kids to stop the smoking in the rooms. Come to our attention. Yeah, this difficult time. Ugh. Difficult time. Always the difficult time with everything now. Listen, yeah, you, listen, come, I tell you something. Hold on, I close the window, so maybe you hear me a little bit more.
Anyway, so I'm Gus Lignos with Kevin Adante. We're here to jabber-jaw with you till 7 o'clock.
Listen, this is not the difficult time. They make the difficult time. I don't wear the mask. Why should I? I think, really, they just try to scare us. They make too big a deal from it. I made it this far, you know. I don't die of corona. You get more killed just crossing the street. I tell you what kills me is the stupid Dodgers winning this humbug World Series after this humbug 60-game season. All because of this nonsense. Me, I do everything. I go for a walk, I shop for my groceries, but my university classes got canceled. My son won't visit. Zoom. We are supposed to Zoom everything. I don't do it. I can't figure out, you know, how they are using it. And anyway, I hate the computer. Oh, now the neighbors, these kids and their video games. You think the world is ending next door? That is my difficult time. But good luck, the landlord's writing a letter on it. Difficult time. 1 month is for me like a year now. I want my classes back. Proper classes. Proper baseball. Sunday dinner with Thomas and the kids. Nobody listens. Nobody.
I guess there's people get through lockdown without gaming, and we call those people fucking crazy.
Apartment 602. Raul.
New Year's Eve, Rachel and I made this resolution we were going to hit the level cap in Frag Attack, Jarhead's Revenge. Guess what? We did that back in May. Dude, I never thought this could happen. It's like a dream come true. Huh? Yeah, get extra pepperoni on my side. So what I do is called a surgery scrub tech. I make sure the doctor's got everything they need during the surgery. Make sure equipment's all ready to go. Almost like a co-pilot, but you know, not that prestigious. And then Rachel's the environmental technician. She makes sure the operating rooms are up to sanitation standards and the patient's rooms too. Used to be we were on shift 4 days a week. Now we're lucky if we get one day off together. When we do, I am talking about maximizing that shit. Frag attack is like wiping your total slate clean. It's like letting your brain out to play so you can just start over and function the next day. Both Rach and I were getting to the point a few months ago where we were dreaming about work, which pisses me off. Dude, like what? I have to be here even when I'm sleeping? Kept having this one dream. I finished prepping the surgery, everything's ready to go, then suddenly there's these bugs all over everything. Like stink bugs. We can't read the IV monitor, we can't touch anything, can't do anything, just fucking bugs. Everywhere. Everyone's pissed off at me, the doctor, the nurses, the other techs, they're ready to kill me. I'm like, wait, no, I'll get rid of them. Give me a sec, I'll choose the flamethrower. Oh my god, I just need another world when I come home. Ah, pizza's here. Bon appetit.
Seriously, they're early tonight.
Apartment 603, Marina.
I won't knock on their door again, though. I keep seeing them around the neighborhood in surgical scrubs. They're first responders of some kind, so I try to cut them some slack. They're nice kids. I just wish they'd ease off the bass in their system. It's like a rocket launch every 30 seconds. Mahler. That's how I'm getting through lockdown. Mahler, John Cale, and Cognac on the rocks. Strasbourg. If I could just stop thinking about Philippe and Strasbourg. That's where I was when the shit hit the fan, right over the border from Germany, reinventing myself at U of Strasbourg. Subletting my apartment here. I was in my first year of international wine management. That's where I met Philippe. Tall, goofy, crazy smart. Freshly separated from his wife. Okay, long story short. Dad got sick at the same time France went into lockdown. Then my subletter here freaked out, went back to Canada. Classes got canceled. My student visa got dicey. Philippe went back to his wife. God, I don't know. What was I supposed to do? I guess I could have fought to stay in France, but everything had turned into this fucked up hallucination. This thing you just couldn't believe was happening. It was too hard to navigate in a second language, especially with everyone in masks. It was like watching a foreign movie with every other word blotted out of the subtitles. I gave up, I guess. Even after all the years of work it took to make Strasbourg happen. I've picked some of the classes back up online, but from here that means Zooming it from midnight to 3 sometimes. That's why I was trying to bag some sleep this afternoon. And I'm totally behind on the reading. I know none of it's my fault, but somehow I still feel like a loser. And like it's never gonna end. Here we go. The cherry on top. One of the little reasons why I wanted permanent vacation from America? Go thee downstairs and meet the future.
oh my God, there's this lady upstairs? She's totally scary.
Apartment 503. Tammy.
She like walks on the floor and it's all over my ceiling. It's like these footsteps. I don't know. I didn't really notice so much after my first blunt, you know? Dude, lockdown has been so amazing for me. You would not believe the business we're doing, especially the bubblegum. People just can't believe there's bubblegum that's an edible. We got some returns. Some people say it doesn't work, but they're so full of shit, they don't even know what they're talking about. Because the high is more low, like low-key. It's like a low-key kind of high. Where you can, you know, study for school and shit while you're driving, it's super mellow. I chew it while I'm packaging, and then I usually burn a few to make sure I'm totally fucked up. I get so much work done. I don't know. To me, lockdown's just like, whatever. I didn't really notice anything. Everyone's freaking out, and I'm like, what? Just buy my product, bitch. Oh, it's another paper thingy under the door. Okay, what do they say? Dear tenants, blah, 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 during this difficult time, okay, come to our attention, smoking in the building. Holy shit, dude. They are such idiots. What do they expect of us? Why are they always... I don't understand. I literally don't understand. Literally. I do not get it. I so cannot handle any of this. What do they want us to fucking do? Shit, dude. I'm losing my shit. Dude, I should have a can of Kookie right now. Have you tried Kookie? I subscribe to it. It's this smart water with vodka. Oh my God, it's so good. They deliver 12 cans twice a week, so I always have some. I'm really behind, though. Look at all this. I guess if I can't smoke in my own apartment now, at least I've got like 20 cans of Kookie. You know, you have to look at things positive. That's my whole philosophy. Here, try one. Oh my God! I just thought of something! Chubble! For my product name, like Chew and Bubble. Chubble! Dude, write that down now. So much better than weed gum. Here, write it on the back of this election thingy. Chubble, like chubbling, or maybe chubbubble, or chubbly. Holy shit, dude. That is so business. I'm killing it right now. This pandemic rules.
Huh. Another landlord missive under the door. What is it this time? Fire alarm testing? Breaking down our boxes for recycling?
Apartment 509. Bernard.
Yes. Smoking in the building. You know, if they haven't evicted those reefer madness infants across the stairwell, they can kiss my ass. Look, technically, they can't give anyone the boot right now. Why not savor one of the few pleasures in my life in a semi-civilized way? God, I've been missing Tel Aviv. Now there is a real smoking culture, man. It's changing, of course, but at least they still give you smoking rooms. My folks are stuck there. Or I should say I'm stuck here, can't go there. But if it's going to take a year to even book a flight, these days I'm thinking, why come back? What's there for me in San Francisco anymore? Used to love the music scene. That all got shot to hell about 10 years ago. Not getting any younger either. Never met any woman here, no keepers anyway. There's plenty of the brethren in this neighborhood, but they're pretty observant, not my thing. Everyone's leaving anyway. Look at all these for rent signs. Never thought I'd see it. For rent and BLM, every other window. I don't know. I guess I agree with Black Lives Matter, but I don't know to what extent I feel part of it. I'm fairly disengaged these days, not even voting. Doing classic car collection research for a high net worth individual, you realize just how hopelessly stacked the cards are. Yeah, there is that. And, well, last time I went to a protest, it was a feminist thing. Nothing to do with foreign policy, nothing to do with the Middle East. There was this guy with this huge flag. It was the flag of Israel. But the Star of David had been turned into a swastika. And I just turned around and went home. Look, I don't agree with everything my government does either. But if you're going to play fast and loose with that kind of imagery, just to make your point, you know what? Maybe I'm done with protesters. Maybe I'm better off just staying here in my little hidey hole, looking out for number one. Maybe starting to sell some of this stuff off, getting it down to one pallet. Shouldn't it be that tough? Yeah, get rid of this crap I don't even wear anymore. Can't even remember the life I was dressing for. Hey, look at these swim trunks. Be a miracle if I fit them anymore. Beaches here were always 30 below with a gale force wind. Yeah, screw these beaches. What if I packed a suitcase for the life I wanted? What's the worst that could happen to me now? Men's swim trunks. Shopping.
Oh God, what now?
Apartment 510. Pamela.
Dear tenants, come to our attention. Smoking in the building. Oh, thank the Lord. Okay, I gotta tell you what happened this morning. I hadn't picked up my mail from the box in a few days, so I had quite a bundle. And I was going through all the junk mail and stuff, and there was this newspaper. I don't get any newspapers, so that was a little weird. I almost just pitched it in the recycling, but there was something about this thing I couldn't let go of. American flags on the masthead, stuff like that. First, I wondered if it was one of those Chinese cult newspapers you see on the street. And I'm flipping around, glancing over these stories. Dr. Fauci is a communist spy for the New World Order. Yeah, whatever. Then I'm getting deeper into this thing and suddenly I'm like, wait a minute. These are some serious Holocaust denying, race theory spewing. And I just stood up from the table like this, looking at it, feeling like I was going to throw up, knowing I'm not going to sleep tonight. I thought, who would send this to me? Am I being watched? Am I being threatened? I started towards the window to look outside, but then I thought, no, stay away, stay out of sight. I didn't want to touch it, but I had to see for myself if my name and address were really on it. Turns out it was a missed delivery. It was meant for those people two doors down who moved out about 6 months ago. I barely remember them, to be honest. They kept to themselves.
But when that letter came under the door just now, my first reaction was, well, I thought the worst, that's all. I mean, who lives here? No one talks to each other. You know, right between us all this time too has been Bernard. Did he know what kind of people were right next door to him? He gets packages from Israel and I take them up to his door. My brother did a seminary program in Jerusalem for a few years, so he and I have talked some. Part of me wants to tell him, but what's the point now? And anyway, these days, he just seems more and more withdrawn. Doesn't even say hi in the stairwell. Neither do I, come to think of it. I have never missed anyone in my life as much as I miss Marcus right now. I just want him here. So much for our trial separation. What a time to get back together over Skype. He's back in Houston, you see, and things being what they were, what they are, we decided it would be safest for everyone if he just stayed where he was and I did the same until the vaccine. Meantime, I got nobody out here. Nobody. I was just starting to make friends and then everything locked down. You'll have to excuse me. I have a class at 1. Probably my students will want to talk about the election tomorrow. I'd rather not, quite honestly. Filled in my ballot weeks ago. Sick of thinking about it. Just want it to be over. If I could have one wish in this whole world, I would go get Marcus and we'd fly away somewhere, some other planet. I just want to disappear.
Sometimes I wonder how much longer this thing is going to go on. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Sometimes I wonder how much longer this thing is going to go on. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I just want it all to be over.
Sometimes I wonder how much longer this thing is going to go on. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
Sometimes I wonder how much longer this thing is going to go on. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I just want it all to be over.
How much longer this thing is going to go on.
Sometimes I feel I feel like I'm losing my mind. I just want it all to be over with.
You've been listening to Paper Thin, an original radio drama written by Jen Burke Anderson and safely performed using Zoom by KFJC's own pandemic players. Paper Thin was produced by Ann Arbor and directed by Nico Moonby. The cast included Ann Arbor as Brigitte, Phil Lair as Raoul, Jen Burke Anderson as Marina, Kimbrosia as Tammy, Graham Sales as Bernard, Medusa of Troy as Pamela. Devlin was the sound engineer. Incidental music was co-composed by Graham Sales and Jen Burke Anderson and performed by Graham Sales. Paper Thin's theme music was composed and performed by Jen Burke Anderson. I'm Robert Emmett, and I voice the part of the narrator. Stay safe and stay tuned for the next radio adventure by the Pandemic Players, here on KFJC, 89.7 FM, Los Altos Hills.